It's so good to see him. Go ahead and pop that on, Chris. Chris Austin joining us here in the post game. Your interview's brought to you by Carioca Bowls. Oh, that had to feel good. Was it all worth the effort and the wait to see you come out here? You get that dunk, your first bucket, and right from there it looked like you started to feel like yourself again.
Yeah, the dunk was it felt really good, especially off the leg that I injured. I remember going up, I was like iffy, but I was like, you know, just go ahead and do it, and it held up, so it felt good.
Was there, when that happened and you were able to do that, did you feel like, okay, I don't have to think about this anymore? Was there a conscious thought in your mind, or were you just playing basketball at that point?
Well, the past couple of weeks I haven't been thinking about it, so shout out to our trainer, Coach Griff, and Sam for, you know, preparing me, so I haven't been thinking about it.
I was going to say 30 minutes tonight. How did that feel getting out there for 30 minutes?
It was good. I've been trying to work on my conditioning. I was a little bit winded, but it felt good. And that's what this game is for, to kind of prepare us.
Exactly. I thought you did a great job early on, too, establishing yourself inside. Not only the cuts, the offensive rebounding, but just seemed like the old Chris, kind of what we were used to watching a couple of years ago.
Yeah, Coach has been emphasizing us to rebound and offensive rebound. I didn't get too many rebounds tonight, but the effort was there. Yep. So.
Well, no, and we saw that up and down across the board. You know, Big V setting the tone early, using his length and height, and then Avukashin's been chipping in. Noah Jordan, that stretch that Noah, when you guys went small and pressed at the end of the first half, and kind of gave yourselves the cushion. Boy, it's exciting to see. Didn't really have that option a season ago with the limited rotation the coach had. Is that something we should expect to see more of as the season goes on?
Yeah, definitely. Especially with Noah, you know, I think in his previous school, he played like center, and I mean he has like 7'1", 7'2" wingspan, so, and he's strong, so he can definitely do that. He can jump out the gym, everything, so he's going to help us a lot.
Chatting here with Chris Austin. Let me read you your line if you haven't seen it. 12 points, 2 boards, a steal, an assist, 5 of 10 from the floor, hit that 3. I know you've been working. You got more shots up off of one leg last year than anybody I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Were you able to kind of refine some of your technique and stuff just to keep your mind from distracted from the other rehab part of things?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I was trying to get up shots and, you know, just working on my touch. You know, I couldn't jump, so I was just trying to imagine myself jumping, I guess. but this year I'm just trying to be a better teammate and move the ball and just help in whatever way I can.
It feels like with this team after Monday night, watching tonight, you know, Tyler Harris has had a couple big games, but it could very easily be you or Wanze. Like, there's different options that could really have big games, and even T-Rob, that it isn't just going to be, hey, you got to stop this one guy and you can stop the Pilots. There's 4, 5, 6 guys that have the ability to have huge games.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Wanze, you know, we saw him come out last year, and this year you're seeing Tyler Harris, and I think a lot of people are going to be surprised by Thomas as well. So, Thomas Osterbrock. I don't know his last name that well, but we have a lot of options. I think we're going to be solid.
How's the eye doing?
Oh, yeah. I don't feel it anymore. It's just a little sore when I touch it.
But. Eyes are always interesting because they look worse after the fact when they're not sore anymore and the colors come through.
Yeah, that's just us playing hard in practice, but, you know, the ladies like, you know.
of course. Not afraid to get in a scrape. There you go.
What about the modeling career, though? Is that going to impact that or not?
Nah, it's all right.
Well, we had a tip-off at event last week over there. You guys all came with some season ticket holders and boosters, and the one standing ovation was for you. And so everybody was so excited to see you back. Nobody was real certain and how everything would go. But the fact that you're back here with this team, you look like yourself. Tonight you played like your old self. Mm-hmm. Just how rewarding was that to know that the fans and everybody appreciate what you have gone through over the last 20 months?
Yeah, that meant a lot. Like, I wasn't expecting that at all. Like, I wasn't expecting anybody to really remember me or even, you know, acknowledge me in any kind of way. I know a couple of the, you know, donors and people that have been coming to the games. But, yeah, that was great. That really helped my morale overall.
Well, sure. I know Coach in the film's going to look at those 21 turnovers, and you guys will have some things to think about and work on. Fortunately, you got a day off, I think, and then a couple of days of practice. UC Riverside, this team owes one too. Not one of the better games last season down there with Riverside. What do you guys need to clean up and focus on the next couple of days to get ready?
Yeah, we just definitely need to, you know, tighten up on that. I don't know. Coach probably has a plan for us, probably a lot of running, you know. but we definitely need to fix that, because that's going to definitely hurt us not in life if we don't fix that.
Well, it was great to see you back to just feeling like yourself, the smile on your face, and getting up and dunking and taking charges and all those things that we've known about yourself. So congratulations on that. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
And we'll let you get a shower and a meal. We'll see you on Sunday.
Yeah. Appreciate you.
There
guys.
You
Great
go.
Job, Chris.
Chris Austin.